I'd love to know first, how did you first find out about this story?
We were thinking of, for many years, about making a new version or a Dutch version of the French film Être et Avoir. I don't know if you heard about it or maybe seen it. And we were also driven by the fact that we feel that the job of teacher is very undervalued. So we started to look for extraordinary teachers. And we basically asked all the directors of the Dutch primary schools if they could point us out some of their best and most valued teachers they have in their schools. One of the most special ones was a letter from a small school in a village in the south of Holland. The village is called Hapert. And the director of the school, Gerard Smetters, he wrote a kind of love letter of two full pages about his fantastic teacher, Keith Engels. And he described what she did and that she had set up a special class for immigrant and refugee children who live in the neighborhood.
What kind of did you think you were going to focus on, and did it change over the course of filming?
When we found out about Keith, discovered that she helps refugee children and immigrant children who came to Holland and are unable to speak Dutch. So we had to change a little bit in that sense that Keith also said immediately, I do allow you to film in my class and I do allow you to film with me, but the focus has to be on the children.
How did you go about kind of capturing each child's individual personalities while also kind of showing the way that their presence impacted the rest of the kids around them?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, we focused on, we tried to focus on the interaction between the children. So we were always interested in how they would communicate because of their language barrier. So you never really focus on one single child. There's always something going on between one child and the other child. So that was very important to us that you could see that, how they progress through, you know, getting to know each other better and understanding each other and kind of learning how some social rules work.
What do you think the importance of your film is now in this political context, and what does it have to say?
There's a kind of political current or strategy here in the Netherlands and also in other European countries, is that we shouldn't make life for refugees comfortable. And that also applies to education. And at the same time, the other side is that these children, like any other child, these children have a right to education. So as soon as they enter the Netherlands, within 3 weeks, they are obliged to go to school. And for the idea of these teachers in this school and the director is that we have to do whatever we can to give these children a good start, because this start is so essential for their coming life in Holland. And it will help them become good citizens. And if we don't do that, we will get the problems later. we feel that, and the teachers with us feel that these are children, and it doesn't matter where they come from. And the children have a right to as good as possible a future and a good as possible education. And we shouldn't be talking about where they come from or what religion they have, and simply give them what's good for them and give them the best.
What's one thing that surprised you, or one thing that you learned while you were filming that you weren't expecting?
I found wonderful what a huge joy it was for the children to go to school and to learn. They couldn't learn very often because they come from war zones, and when they came into the school, the most of the children were so glad that they could start learning writing and reading. It meant freedom for them.